anything incriminating.
Where are you putting this?
Well, I'm just going to upload it to the one site and then see if I can send you the link and see if it works.
Not to the police or anything, right?
No.
You could send it to the band, the police, like Sting or whatever.
Okay. Sounds good. So basically what I'm doing is I'm creating a podcast using GarageBand.
Okay.
And I can record it directly from there.
These are just my notes for the podcast.
Okay, cool. So basically I switch my like input level, so like my microphone goes directly to one track on the podcast, and then my the output from my computer, like what you're doing on Skype, goes to a different track on there, so I can record both of us separately, which I guess is better for editing if I'm gonna.
This seems like the quality would be so much better than the phone thing we do.
I know, and you can still use Skype to do it.
Yeah.
So like one-on-one it's cool, but if you use like multiple people, then like everybody who's calling in on Skype is going to be on one audio track, which can get messy, I guess, but I don't know enough about science to dispute that.
John, probably. Just get John.
Okay, I'll get John.
He'll solve it.
So then we could like record it on our own, upload it to a free podcast hosting website, and like even submit it to iTunes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like
without the quack, because that's so many steps on that. Whatever Vinny uses.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And you have that woman calling in and everything like that. So, but the only downside is like if I set it up, how to do it.
A woman calling him.
No, like, she's like, your podcast starts in
5. Oh, okay. 4. I thought you guys got, like, a regular female. Whatever that podcast
is. Regular female.
What do you do?
I don't know. I only did, like, the NFL ones.
I thought you guys were getting, like, a regular female call. And, like, it was a big problem because you couldn't keep her out. Like, she always hacked in.
Somehow. I never even used it for the hosting aspect. I always just called in, so. And then my main issue with it, like, not that the quality was, like, super terrible, but, like, when somebody else was talking, you couldn't say anything. And there was a lot of, like, like, who's going to say something now?
And you then couldn't edit around it.
Well, there was no editing. It was just live.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I said. There was no editing. It was just a recording of a live performance.
No, but also, like, the audio would cancel each other out. So if somebody was talking, you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a little bit of the case with Skype, but hopefully this will negate that.
Now, if there's more than two, they don't get individual audio lines or something?
I can only do, like, the audio coming from my computer. That's going to be its own separate. That's one single track. Like, I can't separate it out.
Okay.
Especially if everybody's on Skype. If it was two different applications, I might be able to do it separately, but it's not a big deal. How many people? What was this, a gangbang?
It could be. We could have a gangbang podcast where we just record us all having sex.
We can't get that on iTunes. I was looking into the legality of it. No explicit.
The only thing. That's their line. Two people is fine. It's gangbangs.
It's gangbangs. All right,
also, the second episode of Bates Motel was so good.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Greenwald tweeted me.
I saw that. And I said, buddy.
And Kaplan retweeted it and made fun of me.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, he retweeted
I'm on Twitter, so this is all, like, very novel to me.
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world when a celebrity tweets at you.
Yeah, like, I don't Twitter at all other than to occasionally follow celebrities. Like, that's the only reason. I didn't even have a profile picture until today when I was like, this is just a picture of an egg. Like, I should probably change it.
When highlights of my life are people retweeting me, preferably Donald Glover.
Does he have you been tweeted by him?
Two times. So, like, and then after we record, like, I can add in songs and stuff like that. But I guess if we're going to upload to iTunes, like, we can't really have, like, songs and major songs. We can make a theme song for
Vinny and I are on iTunes, and our theme song is, what's it called? Or is that what you mean? We just couldn't have them during the show.
Well, your podcast isn't on iTunes.
No, you're right. I guess.
But what I mean is iTunes won't let you upload something with, like, copyrighted material.
I understand. But, like, you can get our podcast through iTunes.
Can you?
Yeah. Our network, like the waiver wire network.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me research this.
You just attach the RSS feed or whatever. I don't know I found how to do it and sent it to them, and they did it.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know.
And we have what's it called in ours every time. Call Me Maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't really listen to it.
I mean, they definitely don't listen to every podcast. Maybe if it gets to a certain number of listens, you get run into trouble.
Hold on. Hey, it is on there.
Yeah.
How do you know? Wow, there's a lot of them. I did not know that these were all on.
Yeah, they're on. It's easy to get to them.
Yeah. I wonder. Oh, but they're all directly from Blog Talk?
Yeah.
So Blog Talk, you just copied that RSS feed.
Yes. So okay. I'm sure it's not the most efficient way to do it.
So, like, what I'm thinking of is, like, because there's, like, a free podcast hosting thing. So, like, if I upload it to there, it could be, like, another waiver wire related.
Yeah, put it on the waiver wire. Just link to it.
Well, it wouldn't be in the same, like, podcast thing as
the other ones.
Waiver wired, like, whatever that is, directly from Blog Talk. Like, I can't upload it to the Blog Talk site because that's probably...
You know, I literally mean on the site you could just link to whatever yours is, wherever, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't actually mean it would be attached to the same hosting.
No, I'm just saying, like, not all of them would be in the same thing, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just like...
On the site, you just hyperlink it, and it would just go to a different site. It wouldn't go to Blog Talk.
Well, I mean, if anybody's subscribing to our iTunes podcast, then that's an issue.
Yeah. But...
which is nobody, so...
Zero people.
Not one. But I'm excited about, like, having a higher quality thing. I'm really interested to see how this one works out. I don't know if it's going to be...
If this sounds good, we should try and spread the word a little bit.
Yeah. But, the issue is, like, yeah, I could do it on my computer, but I don't know what applications there are to record it on other people's computers who don't have a Mac.
Yeah, like, I don't have GarageBand.
Like, I'm sure...
Make GarageBand for PC.
I guarantee that there's a way to do it, like, through Audacity or something like that, but I don't know if you're going to have the same recording things.
So you just... Basically, you're just hitting record on GarageBand as if you were recording music.
Yes. And I have you on your own line, your own track, and then me on my other track, so I can, like, mute you out whenever I want to just talk over you.
I'm gonna listen to this later and be like, I thought I was there.
All right. Well, I'm gonna actually try. I'm gonna stop it, and then I'm gonna try.